Welcome to Shomach Shavan Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Aram Yakushom, Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding the Gittin Daf Pezayin. The Gemara starting the end of Amud Aleph speaks about the case of the Mishnah of two Gittim that have underneath them two Eidim that are signing in Loshon HaKodesh and Ivris, and two Eidim that are signing in Greek for signing from the other direction. And the Gemara Amud Bey says, why don't I say that every Get will have two Eidim? Because each one of them has underneath it an eight that sides. So suggests the Gemara and says, maybe because the space between the Eidim, let's say the two Hebrew Eidim sign first, then the two Greek Eidim. The two Greek Eidim are going on the second get. There is space between the second get and the two Eidim. And we have a rule that we learn in Bohu Basro. So if you have a space of two lines between the Eidim and the get and the shtar, then the Eidim are not Eidim Kshir. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Chizkiah told us that's only if there's empty space between the get and the Eidim. But if it's full with Eidim psulim, even Eidim kroivim, then I don't mind if there's two lines between the shtar and the Eidim. As long as it's not empty space. And Rashi here brings the continuation of the Gemara there in Bohu Basro. So the Gemara there brings a raya from Sukkah. We know that by a Sukkah, if you have avir, you have empty space, then three tefachim poisel in a sukkah. But if you have a schach pasul, so only arba tefachim poisel in a sukkah. Emptiness, something if you have nothing, then even a smaller portion is a problem. But if you have something, just that something is pasul, is not good, so then you can have a larger portion in order for it to be a problem. Rashi is referring to the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin that says this difference between schach pasul and avir. And we'll go back to what we mentioned over there, very fitting for this time that we're learning, the time of vacation of Ben Hazmanim. The Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe, said in his anasicha that he gave to the Talmidim before Ben Hazmanim, Parsha Zazinu Tavshinun Vov. He said over there, you should know, that you see from here, there's a difference between emptiness, nothing, and something which is bad. In a sense, it's better for a person to be choite, to be doing an aveira, than to not doing nothing. To be yoshev batel, that's the worst thing. That's when a person is empty. Empty is poisel even in a smaller amount. Doing something wrong, you need much more in order to ruin the person. That's how he brings the name of the Kotzker Rebbe. And he adds, the pasuk says, ki loy dover reiku mikem, chazal darshen im reiku mikemu. Emptiness can come only from a person. If from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no emptiness. There's either good or there's bad, which that eventually can turn into good. All the bad in the world will turn into good. But emptiness, not having nothing, reik humikem, that's only a human being can create such a thing. That's the worst position to be at. And that's he gave Musar to the Talmidim, that don't waste time in vacation not to do anything. Do something. Be busy with something. But to be doing nothing, reik, rikonus, emptiness, that's the worst thing. And this connects beautifully to Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyin that we mentioned many times in the Shurim. Rabbi Tzadik says, it says, Uvoo oivdi meretz Ashur vanidochi meretz Mitzrayim. What are these two things that the Pasuk speaks about? He says the following, there's two types of Yetzirah in the world. There's a Yetzirah of doing bad. That's a Yetzirah of Rizoro, of Kas, of murder, of Shrichus Domim. And that belongs to Edoim, to Asher. Then there's the Yetzirah of not doing anything, just indulging and enjoying the world without accomplishing anything. That's the Yetzirah of Znus, of Taivo, and that belongs to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, where they have their Hanois, enjoyment. That's what they're known for. Says, that's what the Pasuk says. You have the people that go to Eretz Asher, meaning that they are influenced by Yetzirah of Asher, they're Oivdim, they're completely gone. Because they went to do something bad. The people that go to the Yetzirah of Mitzrayim, they're not Oivdim, they're Nidochim. Nidochim means they're pushed off. They're not really doing the right thing. They're just indulging and just sitting in the Batala without doing anything. They're Nidach, they're pushed away. But when comes the time of Geula, who comes back first? Uvoa Oivdim Eretz Ashur, v'Nidochim Eretz Yisrael. First come the Oivdim Eretz Asher, only afterwards the Nidochim Eretz Yisrael. Why? The people that have a Yitzhara to do a Aveiro, to convert them back to do good, that's not so hard to do. Because they have a drive. They have a passion. They just have a passion to the wrong place. You change them around, they come back first. But the people that are nidochim Beretz Yisrael, they're not so pushed away. But what are they doing? They're batala. They're just indulging. They're not doing anything of significance to come and reignite their engine and bring them back to be oivet Hashem. That's much harder. That comes second. First of all, oivdi Meretz Ashur, the choitim. Then anidochim Meretz Yisrael, the batlonim, the people that don't do anything. And this goes back to this yesoid that belongs to so many places in Shas. The dover reik, emptiness, batala is worse than doing something bad. This is what we see over here as well. Space between a shtar and edim, if it's empty, it's worse than if you have over there edim kravim, edim sulim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.